Paul in for Melissa on Melissa in the Morning. Bridgeport Mayor Joe Ganim joins us. Mayor, good morning, and I understand you have a special guest with you today.
I do, and Paul, good morning to you. It's a pleasure to hear your voice this morning and be on with you. And if you don't mind, I've asked a very important person, the director of the Bridgeport Health Department. She's a doctor, Dr. Rodriguez, to join us. I think people should know, as much as our other departments that you might interact with, our health department is very important to keep track of and help to improve the quality of life in the city. So hopefully we'll welcome her this morning. It's Public Health Month, as I understand it. And so that could be part of the topics that we talk about with her. I think she might be listening and might be on. Are you, doctor?
Doctor, are you here? Nope.
She might have to call in. But we can start. I don't want to waste any airtime.
Yeah, sure.
And
let's talk about some of these illegal establishments, Mayor. What's up with those?
Well, as we just saw this week, difficult to talk about. We had tragedy of the loss of life, shooting, a death of two people at an illegal after hours establishment. Mm-hmm. And these type of places, one, we need to make sure that we do everything we can. The health department plays a role in this.
Yeah.
As does the police department and fire. Make sure that if these places pop up illegally, sometimes certainly with the knowledge of the landlord, but not with the knowledge of the city, that we shut them down, because this is the type of thing can and often does happen. I hate to say it breeds this type of activity.
Yeah.
But when you have stuff going on that starts off as being illegal from the get-go.
Yeah.
And then involves... the location's illegal. The activity's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
It's operating post-midnight with the inclusion of, I'm sure, everything from, nothing illegal about alcohol, but the serving it in an illegal club like this breeds that. So we are cracking down. The police chief was very clear. The health director was adamant about this. She was at the press conference, if you will, that we did, informational session that we did at the location. So I guess if I'm going to close the topic out with anything, and you can ask any more questions, anybody who has information in your area, in your neighborhood, that know of illegal activities, these night establishments, social clubs, that sometimes go on perpetually without being turned in, if you will, we need your help. Otherwise, we can see this type of loss of life, unfortunately, happen again, and we're not going to allow that. I'm not going to allow it. Our chief isn't going to allow it. Our other department heads, health and others, are going to do everything. We're going to crack down and prosecute people that end up doing this, because in this case, two individuals were killed.
And Mayor, I would think, I mean, people know what goes on, right? I mean, I'm sure you and Chief Porter, just looking for maybe a phone call to say, hey, I'm not sure about this going on here and there, but can you check it out, right? That might save lives.
That is, and it's an anonymous tip line, and the health department is setting one up, too. And we got an enormous amount, according to the chief, he advised me, we got an enormous response from residents after we did that press event and told people we need your help. In your neighborhood, you likely know more that's going on than I do, and then the police department does. We have our ears to the ground, and I'm out there and so on, but I don't. You know, it's hard for me to poke around and say, hey, you got a problem with illegal. Some people will come up to me and pull me aside and tell me, but we're reaching out to you now. We want to improve the quality of life in every part of the city for every resident. But I don't think it's a two-way street, but it's a partnership.
Yeah.
It's a partnership. So that's the message on that, as difficult as it is to have after the shootings that we had.
Yeah.
This illegal establishment operated after hours. In the city.
Sure. Mayor, by the way, we just got a message here. Dr. Rodriguez could not join us because she had an emergency. So that's what she is attending to. I just got that note here. Other stuff, Mayor, I know you want to touch on the flooding. We're going to have another rough day or so of rain here. Flooding and the number to call on that, and also maybe some Main Street paving updates. So what's up with flooding and the paving?
Well, I don't think we can, on a day like today, on a week like this, I've got to ask residents to bear with the situation, those that have had repeated flooding problems, and to say that we do have, where we can, in emergency situations, we want to get out there. It's the, I hate to use these acronyms, WPCA, the sewer department for the city, the Public Works Department. that will come out, and residents know me by now, because they have a lot of them my personal number, and call me and let me know. And I have in place, we're taking a long-term, more progressive look at how we can address the overall flooding. But on a day like today, I guess what my message was, if you have an emergency, call it in. If you need to call the mayor's office, you can, 203-576-7201, and Rebecca will answer and will direct your call if it's an emergency situation, and we'll try and get people out there to address it. We have an overall kind of issue, as do other communities now, with flooding. We don't have enough time to talk about it today, but I want people to know that we're at the other end of the phone if we can try and address what might be some flooding concerns that they have, kind of on an emergency basis.
All right, and something that I know, Mayor, every town and city leader has told me they've heard about since the beginning of time, since we crawled out of a cave, paving and potholes. What's up with that?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought it up. I've been ranting and raving, maybe not publicly, but privately, with the UI company. I think it's the UI company on their jobs that they do, the gas company, and Main Street, North Main Street, for those residents who drive it. And I got a call from my father the other day, who was driving down Main Street. He said, "You know, you're the mayor. You're my son. I love you, but you're the mayor, and this Main Street is terrible." And I said, "Dad, we know that, and I'm on the utility company to get it repaired." They had to wait, in fairness to them, they had to wait until what they call the asphalt plants opened. I was told they opened or opening this week.
Really? Okay.
And so the good news, which we announced, was to residents, there's over a mile of North Main Street, starting from the area there and going down to maybe the hospital or so, even a little further, that will be resurfaced, repaved on the southbound lane.
Nice.
I say curb to curb, which really means from the mid-esplanade to the sidewalk.
Okay.
And that is supposed to start, and I was on them again yesterday. So no disrespect to them, but we got to get the darn thing done, and we got to get it done now. It's bumpity-bump. It's like you're on a roller coaster ride. And that may be fun for kids, but it's not fun for general residents that have to drive up and down, going back and forth to work or whatever the use is. It's Main Street. So I'm conscious of that. I know a number of your listeners, certainly throughout the city and beyond, but in the North End, want to hear what's going on with Main Street. So I wanted to say that and also tell residents, as inundating as it can be this time of year for every community, especially after this winter, that potholes are a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Potholes are a priority. And it doesn't matter where you live. If you have a pothole, small or big, we're out there tracking them. But the ones that are bothering you, I tell people, again, to call them in. It's called C-Fix Click, or 311. Or, again, you can call my office, and we will direct the call. I want to know where they are, and I've asked our public facilities department, and they're on it, is to get on potholes. I know it doesn't sound like the biggest thing.
Oh, no. It's just, you know, Mayor, when people get a repair bill for their front end or rear end, it's a big thing. I've been there. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what should folks do if there's a bad pothole or two in their neighborhood?
And C-Fix Click is a number, 311, or they can call the mayor's office, 203-576-7201.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a number of inquiries from people, and they'll get out. They may not get out there the same day. Sometimes they do, but they'll get out there as quick as they can. We have a thing called the pothole killer, so we want to be on that. Last thing I'll tell you, and I know you got others to do, is we did put out the city budget this year. There's no surprises in there. There's money for 100 new police officers. We will hold the line, as we always do, under the Gannon administration on taxes. But we'll also provide a tax cut, tax relief to our seniors on fixed incomes. We're going to expand that. People have the greatest need. We thought that was a way to address it in order to try and help those that have the seniors and people with the greatest needs. So we have some good stuff in there, and we have a commitment to continue to fund the services that everyone appreciates from the city. So stay tuned. And hopefully they'll invite me back next week with better technology on my end.
No, it happens. Mayor, good to chat with you. Take care, and we'll chat down the road. Thanks.